Our next item is about the music of exile. Political violence has engulfed the African nation of Burundi. Thousands have fled to neighboring Rwanda. And among them is a group of musicians. They left home without any instruments, but as NPR's Gregory Warner reports, they did not slip into silence.
Bertrand Ninteresté is a Burundian video artist and rapper who goes by the name Kaya Free.
Kaya Free is the highest freedom.
But in April, he videotaped the death of a fellow protester shot by Burundian police. The protests were targeting a president who defied the constitution and seized a third term in office. Since then, the president's police and party militias have cracked down on anyone seen as anti-government. In this country of only 6 million, more than 200,000 people have fled. Kaya says he had to flee because he was on a police hit list. When he reached the Rwandan capital, Kigali, he grabbed his smartphone, started tracking down his friends.
Now we have WhatsApp, we have Facebook, we can write, hey, I'm in Kigali, hey, we have a big house, you can stay here. Oh, really, Kaya? Okay, we come.
Kaya and his wife soon found themselves hosting Burundian musicians, and each was a star in his genre. Jazz, reggae, traditional Burundian folk. Only they now had no instruments, no money, no chairs even. They did have plastic pots and pans and beer bottles.
Some day they was doing like... This is a Kirundi rhythm.
Back in Burundi, these musicians would never have shared the same stage. Now, in this living room jam, over this traditional rhythm rose the voice of an R&B singer, actually the winner of Prix Musique, which is like the Burundian version of American Idol.
To see jazz people, traditional people, the winner of Prix Musique, they are together to sing, it was like a dream.
I came to visit the musicians. They're now living together in a different house.
Hello.
This is the new home of Burundi music.
Yeah.
Still without chairs and without instruments.
We had no instrument. It was about our voices only.
Omer Nzoi Saba is a percussionist. He used to play traditional music at Burundian weddings. Next to him is a bassist accustomed to playing in nightclubs. Another exile is a guitarist who performed in international hotels.
We started to sing and we had an idea to form a group.
Christian Interetze is the R&B singer you heard. He says the band, called Melodica, was created so they could eat, but it's become something much more.
So you were just friends, but then because of problems, you became a family.
Yeah.
Melodica now performs around Rwanda using borrowed guitars and drums. When I visited their house, they took me back to their beginnings, just kitchen supplies and voices. The members of Melodica refused to talk politics. They said their message is one of unity, ethnic unity, regional unity. That's why their playlist can follow an urban love song like the last one with this traditional homesick lament. Omer Nzoi Saba says this song is called Yes Mama.
Tell them that I'm alive. Tell them that I'm missing them. Go to see around if everything is good at my home. It's like this, yeah.
When do you think you'll get to play your music in Burundi?
If Burundi come good,
we are going to pray for Burundi.
Yeah.
We are Burundian. And we love our country.
They pray for Burundi. Like all exiles, they hope for a chance to return home. But they also hope to continue this journey, to collect funds to make an album and travel the world with their music. This is Burundi's new sound, they say, with the confidence of stars. It's just one that took a crisis to create. Gregory Warner, NPR News, Kigali.